I first received TANF when I was about in my second trimester of my last pregnancy. I have 3 kids, and 2 of them are now grown, 18 and 20, and they live on their own, and 1 is 5, and that was the one I was pregnant with at the time. I was estranged from my son's father. I was a recovering drug addict, and he was still heavily in his addiction, so I was pretty much on my own. About 6.5 months into my pregnancy, he took his life, and then I had my baby 3 months later. I didn't have a home. I couch surfed until my baby was a couple months old, and then I moved into this Christian recovery program, basically so I could have a home for my children. Work first placed me in community jobs program because I didn't have any really work experience on my resume for a few years, probably about 5 years. I did the required 35 hours a week, and when you're in community jobs, 20 can come from work, and they place you in an internship because their whole thing is they want you to get something on your resume. And then the rest was school. It had to be 35 hours a week, and so like if I'm working 20 and I'm going to school full time, then that was acceptable in that program. Any extra time, like if I was taking, and I think I probably took like 12 credits at first, had to be made up in like this computer lab. And the computer lab is basically kind of like a day jail. Like you just had to do your time there. It didn't really matter what you were doing. We weren't really doing anything that would relate to jobs. We just had to be there and have somebody kind of babysit us and document that we were there. I could maybe do like homework or something too, you know. So, I mean, I could have been doing that homework anywhere though. I could have been doing that homework at my house with my child. They wouldn't allow that. So school's allowed in community jobs. It's even encouraged but it's only encouraged like for the 6 months because they let you know that if when you get out, you have to have a job by the end of it or you can't continue with school and receive benefits. Doctor's appointments aren't excused. So anytime, like if you had to go to the doctor, you had to take your kid to the dentist. My youngest child had chronic ear infections, and there was more than one time, I mean a few times that he, you know, I gave him some Tylenol, took him to daycare, hoped they didn't call me, knew that, you know, I was breaking the rules at the daycare, but if I didn't, I would be breaking the rules of the program. Right. I mean, because he had chronic ear infections. It was just very stressful, always thinking you might be sanctioned because your kid's sick. Upon completing the community jobs program, the internship didn't turn into a job, and they generally don't. But I stayed in school afterwards. I got what they called I was a 69-hour employee at the college. I got a job in the bookstore. I made enough money. I didn't qualify for TANF anymore. But I didn't work enough hours that I qualified for child care assistance. But it was like the best job I could really get. You know, it was right there on campus. They're wonderful to me. I couldn't have asked for anything better except for I couldn't get what they wanted me to work, which was 20 hours a week. So I started paying for the child care. Luckily, Levi had been in the daycare. He's my youngest, his whole life. And he was probably like 2.5. When it came time that I needed assistance from the daycare, they were like, oh, we've already capped out. We can't take any more sliding fee scales. And I really advocated for Levi. Like, he's been here his whole life, you know. Where else am I going to take him? I mean, I'm on public transportation, so the bus was downtown, you know. The daycare was downtown, which took me straight to the college. I didn't know any other way to make it, and luckily that daycare agreed to do that for Levi. I spent a total of 3.5 years in school. I'm 2 classes away from my ATA in office administration, which is a 2-year degree, and about halfway through for my AA. Currently, I'm taking time from work and school to be more present in my youngest child's life. I feel like everything was just so hectic the first few years, you know, and especially having to do things like, or feeling like I had to, either that or lose my, you know, my whole income. And Levi's been diagnosed with ADHD and has a one-on-one at his school, so he's had a few hurdles as far as the public schools go. So that's another reason I wanted to be even more present. For the last 3 months, my family's income has been Levi's income because he receives a disability check.